First to the weather, which has Dallas-Fort Worth looking like the inside of a snow globe. Parts of North Texas received up to 4 inches of snow today, and we're not out of the woods yet. Temperatures will be below freezing until late tomorrow afternoon. The winter weather caused cancellation of more than 400 flights coming into and leaving DFW International Airport. Love Field saw mostly delays. That's where KERA's Rick Holter caught up with Samantha Flynn, a 23-year-old UNT student trying to fly home to New York.
I just want any flight out of here. I just want to go home. That's it. I want New York snow. I want New York snow, not Texas snow, because it'll probably be 70 degrees tomorrow out here. And no, I want consistency. That's what I can rely on New York for, is consistency with the weather.
Flynn's flight was eventually canceled, and she just missed snagging a standby seat on another. So she gave up, saying she just wasn't meant to leave Texas this weekend. Runners hoping to participate in this weekend's Cowtown Marathon received mixed news today. All Saturday races are canceled, including the 10K, 5K, and Cook Children's Race. Sunday's races, including the marathon, are still on. Kara DeFord is social media coordinator for the marathon.
Sunday's still being on. That's a good thing because those are obviously our more serious runners, but that's all as weather permits. And, you know, with Texas weather, who knows what's going to happen.
Jason Lewer, a runner from Denton, still hopes to run the full Cowtown Marathon on Sunday.
Every runner has kind of a temperature willingness to run in. Mine is I'm willing to run in anything where the wind chill is above 20.
The Cowtown Expo is closed today, but reopens tomorrow from 1 to 6. Marathon officials encourage runners to pick up their packets tomorrow for the Sunday races, weather permitting.